Today we're discussing the paper titled LLM Augmented Release Intelligence, Automated Change Summarization and Impact Analysis in Cloud-Native CI/CD Pipelines. It addresses the growing scale and complexity of change logs and the challenge of tracing impacts across microservices, pipelines, and deployment steps. Automated summarization and impact analysis matter because they can reduce cognitive load for release engineers, SREs, and development teams by surfacing concise change descriptions and likely risks. This work sits between traditional rule-based or telemetry-driven automation and recent LLM applications for code and commit summarization. So I'll hand it to Jamie to explain the technical approach.
The paper outlines a pipeline that ingests diffs, commits, and CI metadata, then uses an LLM-based summarization module to generate human-readable change summaries alongside an impact analysis module that infers likely affected services, tests, or configuration. The system combines textual model outputs with contextual signals from the CI/CD environment to better ground predictions and reduce unsupported claims. The claimed novelty is integrating summarization and impact inference directly into CI/CD workflows rather than treating them as standalone outputs. And the paper supports this with qualitative examples and user-facing evaluation metrics. I'll stop there so we can dive into method details and practical implications next.
As a practitioner, I can see immediate value for generating release notes, prioritizing test runs, and surfacing potential regressions to on-call teams. The intended audience, release engineers, SREs, and dev teams, matches real operational needs, assuming the integration respects CI metadata, access controls, and latency constraints. I'm curious about the concrete evaluation signals they used and how robust their grounding is, which we should examine in the next segment.
At a high level, the system ingests diffs, commit messages, and CI metadata, then runs an LLM-based summarization module to produce concise, human-readable change summaries. An impact analysis module uses those summaries plus contextual signals from the repository and CI environment to infer likely affected services, tests, or configuration items. The aim is to surface actionable guidance directly where release engineers work. The pipeline components are ingestion, a summarization stage, an impact inference stage, and a CI/CD integration layer that can annotate PRs, create tickets, or trigger selective test runs. A key practical detail is combining textual model outputs with structured CI signals, file paths, test mappings, and recent deploy history to better ground predictions. That hybrid approach is intended to reduce unsupported or out-of-context model claims. The claim novelty is integrating summarization and impact inference into CI/CD workflows rather than producing standalone summaries, enabling automated downstream actions like prioritized test runs or alerts. This differs from rule-based systems that rely on static heuristics and from telemetry-driven methods that only act after runtime signals appear. By operating at commit time, the system aims to provide earlier developer-facing insights. Regarding evidence, the paper reports an evaluation methodology combining qualitative examples, developer-facing usability checks, and user-facing metrics to assess usefulness and accuracy. They present illustrative examples of summaries and inferred impacts and describe metrics you would look for, such as precision of impact predictions, summary relevance, and end-to-end latency. I won't invent numeric results, but the evaluation mixes human judgment with measurable signals.
So Jamie laid out a pipeline that combines LLM summaries with CI contextual signals and evaluates both qualitative usefulness and measurable metrics, emphasizing integration into developer workflows. That frames the system as a proactive aid in release engineering rather than a post-hoc analytics tool. Mark, can you walk us through the practical implications and what teams should watch for in deployment?
For use cases, I see immediate value in generating release notes, sending automated impact alerts to on-call teams, and prioritizing test runs to reduce CI cost and time. It can also help flag likely configuration changes or deployment risks before a release. Those are straightforward integrations if the system is well grounded. On deployment considerations, latency and cost are the big operational levers. Decide whether to run models inline in CI or as an asynchronous job, and factor token and compute costs into pipeline budgets. You also need reliable access to commit metadata, file mappings, and historical test mappings to feed the model. Architectural choices here affect responsiveness and integration complexity. Reliability concerns are crucial. LLMs can hallucinate or misattribute impacts, producing false positives or negatives. Teams should avoid automating high-risk actions based solely on model outputs and apply conservative thresholds, confidence scoring, and verification steps. Logging predictions with provenance makes it possible to audit and investigate errors. Data privacy and security also matter. Commit contents can include sensitive information, so restrict which models see raw diffs, consider on-prem or private model deployments, and implement redaction and strict access controls. Audit trails and least privilege access for any CI-integrated service are essential. Those controls also help with compliance requirements. For monitoring and observability, track operational metrics like prediction latency, throughput, and model availability, alongside quality signals such as precision recall of impact predictions and human acceptance rates for summaries. Alert on model drift, rising error rates, or changes in distribution of file types and services touched. Integrate dashboards into existing SRE tooling so teams can correlate model behavior with deployment outcomes. A sensible rollout path is human in the loop. Start by surfacing suggested summaries and impact labels for reviewers, collect feedback, and only automate low-risk actions after sustained reliability. Maintain manual override and rollback paths in CI triggers to prevent automated missteps. Iterative pilots on representative repositories will reveal edge cases and distribution shifts. Finally, when interpreting reported results from the paper, treat them as proof of concept evidence rather than a guarantee for your environment. Run pilot evaluations against your own repos. Measure precision and coverage for impact inference. Test edge cases like large monorepo, and validate that summaries match your engineers' expectations before wide rollout. Those extra validations protect production stability while you gain the productivity benefits. Start with small pilots on representative repositories and keep humans in the loop for review and approval. Validate impact predictions for precision and coverage, require provenance for traced outputs, and restrict model access to meet privacy requirements. Use conservative automation and clear rollback gates for any CI-triggered actions.
From the research side, replicate the paper's evaluation steps on your own repos. Run qualitative reviews, track user-facing metrics, and measure end-to-end latency. Pay attention to the example failure modes the authors discuss and assess how often the model hallucinates or misses impacts in your data. That evidence will tell you whether the approach meets your team's accuracy and latency needs.
Instrument model outputs with confidence scores, detailed logs, and provenance so SREs can audit decisions and correlate them with incidents. Alert on model drift, rising error rates, or unexpected coverage changes and surface those signals in existing dashboards. Keep manual overrides, conservative thresholds for automation, and explicit rollback paths in CI to limit any blast radius.
Thanks, Mark and Jamie. Those checks and the research replication plan give a clear path for safe evaluation and incremental rollout. If you want to explore the paper, start with an instrumented pilot, collect human feedback, and only automate low-risk actions initially. To finish, a quick reminder, the podcast is available on Spotify. Search for ArcSiv LLM Daily. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.